Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Meekins be excused from the call of the House for the remainder of the day.
Is there objection? There is objection. Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, is the call on this motion?
No, there's not a call on this motion.
Call the House.
There is a call on the motion to excuse Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Duncan.
May we have it at ease, please?
Representative Meekins, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wouldn't ask the body's indulgence. I know everybody else is staying here late, and it's only fair for everyone to have to pay the same penalty. I do have a particular problem at home right now that I think requires my presence. My wife is 6 months pregnant. She is very sick with the flu, I guess, and has an extremely high fever and can't get out of bed. My son has had a hand injured in a car accident, and I feel compelled to go home and take care of my family emergency. I think that although the rules don't specifically allow this kind of an emergency, I think when they contemplate that any member who is sick themselves is automatically excused, I think implicit in that is that any kind of emergency that requires a person to be somewhere else, that person should automatically be excused. And I did come back at the request of the rules chairman and the speaker because I do feel loyalty to them. But I think it is completely unreasonable not to allow me to return to my home and take care of my family under these conditions. Any of the votes on these bills, since they've only been up this time, can be reconsidered. In fact, they probably won't even go to third reading tonight, so there's two more opportunities. My absence would not change the final outcome in that regard, even if any of the votes are close. And moreover, I think that not only is someone unreasonable who would not allow me to go to my place residence and take care of my family, I think that I just don't think there are words to explain how low a person that would do that is in my view. And I'm trying to restrain myself. I know it's late, and I would ask that that I be allowed to go.
Representative Duncan, do you wish to place a call on the motion to excuse Representative Meekins?
There is a call on that motion. I'd like the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes. Representative Duncan, I didn't recognize you when you placed the call. And
you do not need to be recognized to place the call, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. So just to be safe, why don't I recognize and you replace the call if you'd like.
I will place the call, and I'd like to have the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, without objection, we'll debate the motion to excuse Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, you know, the call of the House is used for a number of reasons. One of those reasons, of course, is to compel absent members to be present to vote. Mr. Speaker, I think it's the right of any member of this body to call the House at any time. When an absent member is gone, when Representative Gardner is gone, when Representative Vasquez is gone, when Representative Moss is gone, or when Representative Meekins is gone, I have no idea what the reason is for their absence. I don't know what their personal problems are. I don't know what their personal state of mind is. I have no beforehand knowledge of the reason for their absence. It's within my right, Mr. Speaker, to call the House. I don't think it's within the right of a member, Mr. Speaker, to malign another member of this body the way the individual who had to come back and join the rest of us on this floor tonight attempted to malign me. Mr. Speaker, the comments that he made on the floor a few minutes ago were out of order. The comments he made and the accusations he made when he came back after the call were out of order, showed very little respect for the process, very little understanding for the process, and very little respect for the office he holds. Mr. Speaker, if the member would have been so courteous as to explain either to me or to the rules chairman or to you over the phone what the problem was, if that would have been related to me, maybe this could have been resolved. Mr. Speaker, I talked directly to you. I talked directly to the rules chairman. He only indicated that his wife was ill. I know several other members on this floor whose wife is ill, and they are here. He did not indicate any other problems. Mr. Speaker, I think the member who is wanting to absent himself from this body.
Point of order.
State your point, Representative Hall.
Mr. Speaker, I think the debate's gone just about far enough as far as the motives of other members and other considerations.
Mr. Speaker, my motives were questioned. You didn't cut the other member off. You allowed him to finish, and I would expect
you may proceed, Representative Duncan, but I would caution members to to the extent possible, exercise decorum during debate and not impugn other members' motives or character.
It was indicated, Mr. Speaker, by the former speaker, the member who was forced to return to his body, that it was very low for any member to call the House under those circumstances. The only circumstance I was aware of was that he and several other members were absent. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no problem with that. Mr. Speaker, again, I think the member owes an apology to every member of this body for his action when he returned to this floor. I think if he had the common courtesy to approach you or the rules chairman or me and explain the reasons why he was wanted to be absent, that could have taken place without any difficulty. With that, Mr. Speaker, I lift a call on this motion. I lift a call on the House.
Is the objection maintained to the motion to excuse Representative Meekins? Or is it House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stands adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Is there objection? There is objection. Ready for the adjournment announcements?
Well, Mr. Speaker, maybe it's not an announcement, but could we, if it's proper, could we revert to unfinished business? I'm not sure if that's proper under an adjournment motion.
I don't believe it is. You can amend the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under announcements?
Without objection, I'll entertain announcements before we adjourn.
Thank you, sir. There'll be a rules meeting in the morning in the Butteridge room at 8:30. We'll be taking up House Bill 52, an act making miscellaneous amendments pertaining to the Alaska Transportation Commission, House Bill 101, an act repealing the tax on motor fuel used in or out of watercraft, and House Bill 590, an act increasing the number of Superior Court judges.
Are there other announcements? Is the objection maintained to the motion to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Mr. Speaker, I remove my objection.
Hearing no objection, the House stands adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.